This is KERA News. I'm Jeff Whittington. Everyone loves a good scare, especially this time of year. Photographer Misty Kiesler got a behind-the-scenes look at one of North Texas's largest haunted attractions, a place called Thrillvania, east of Dallas in Terrell. I talked with her about her photos, which appeared in the October issue of D Magazine. Misty Kiesler, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jeff.
For those who haven't been, describe Thrillvania. It's a big place.
Thrillvania is almost 50 acres, and it's been around for decades. It was actually started by a man named Lance Pope, who loved haunted houses, and he bought one of the original haunted houses that the Disney Imagineers constructed and placed at different fairgrounds around the country. And while he was working on getting the house up to speed where he wanted it to be, he actually lived in the house upstairs in a coffin as he got it ready for years. And so Thrillvania started as this one awesome mansion that was built by Disney. And now there are three other attractions that you go through.
You photograph some genuinely scary places. I'm thinking about your work at these huge landfills in developing countries, some rundown orphanages in Eastern Europe. Why haunted houses?
Well, I'm fascinated by these spaces. And, you know, I did a series several years ago on Japanese love hotels, their themed rooms that couples rent by the hour. And I actually find there's a great similarity between the haunted houses and the love hotels. They're these rooms that are very intentionally created for a very specific effect. People are spending so much time and effort on these effects to create fear. And, you know, that type of thing is only happening in really places of great privilege. So you think about where war's happening or big conflict. Of course, there's nothing like that because people's lives are pretty scary on a regular basis.
You shot photos of some of the haunted house scenes at Thrillvania, but also some portraits of people who actually work in the park. What was your process?
I really wanted them to be very serious portraits. Serious in the same way that I would treat a very sensitive subject in any of my other work that required a lot of respect or that I really wanted to dignify. So I wanted to take that same approach for these actors who are dressed in horror clothes and horror makeup. And there were two guys in particular that have been a part of Thrillvania from the very beginning, and they were friends with its founder, and they had told me how involved their process is of coming up with characters and making costumes. And they weren't in costume when I was photographing the other actors. So they offered to come to my house, and I said, sure. So they showed up late one night in a pickup truck with all their props. And they got dressed in my bathroom as I set up a studio in the living room. I just was so terrified that my kids would wake up and come find them because they were really scary characters. So one of them took a lot of pleasure in telling me that his scarecrow-type mask was sewn together with thread from women's dresses. And I said, oh, that thread is supposed to be from women's dresses. And he said, no, I actually ripped the dress apart and pulled the thread, and I sewed it. And I said, why did you go to that effort? And he said, well, because my character kills women, and then he pulls apart their dresses, and those are his souvenirs, and it's all in his face mask. So they really are into the stories, and I think it helps them as they're going through and scaring people.
Misty Kiesler is a journalist and photographer. Her photos of Thrillvania appeared in the October issue of D Magazine. You can also see a couple of the images and find a link to the story at keranews.org. Misty Kiesler, thanks again for your time today.
Thank you, Jeff.